Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi, Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Yud Tes, and we left off five lines from the bottom on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hanotel Yadav Niskavein Yadav Tahoros. If you had intention that by washing your hands should become Tahor, so then it works. But lo niskavein, if you did not have intention, I don't know, your hands just happened to drop into somewhere, but you didn't have intention to wash them, yadav tameos, doesn't work. V'chein amatbil yadav, also for tevila, not only netilas yadayim, but even tevilas yadayim in a mikvah 40 sah, niskavein yadav tahoros, lo niskavein yadav tameos. If you have kavanah, it works. But if you don't have kavanah, so then it doesn't work. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, Bein Niskavin, Bein Lo Niskavin, Yadav Tahoros. But we had in a Braisa that whether you had Kavanah or you didn't have Kavanah, in either case, so the Netilas Yadayim works. Amar Rav Nachman Lo Kasha. Kan L'Chulin, if you're washing your hands for Chulin, which is like we wash our hands nowadays, so L'Chulin, it works even without Kavanah. But Kan L'Maiser. But for Maiser Sheni, Maiser Sheni, so then it you have to have Kavanah. And the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. U'minat Temer D'Chulin L'Bo Kavanah. How do you know that washing your hands for Chulin, you know, like they used to have a Chumra. People used to like to keep their hands clean. For Chulin, how do we know that for Chulin you don't need Kavanah or our Takana nowadays that we all wash our hands because we want the Beis HaMikdash to be built and the Kohanim are going to have to wash their hands for Truma? So, how do you know that Chulin doesn't need Kavanah? This none. We learned in the Mishnah in Mikvos, Gal Shenitlash Ubar Barmsa. If a wave, you're sitting on the beach and a wave, a massive wave that has 40 sa in one shot, comes. And it falls on a person who's on the side of the beach, this 40 cell wave, or on Kalim, so it works. They're just like the Kalim are becoming purified and they don't have Kavanah. So too, a person doesn't have to have Kavanah and it works for Chulin. Ask the Gemara, no, it's not a good proof. Umemai, why is it a good proof? Dilma, b'yoshiv u'metzapi, masay yitolesh, hagal, askinan, v'kelem dumi da adam, ma adam debar kavanah, kelem demechavin lehu. Maybe the person specifically put the kelem there because he's hoping that the wave of 40 cell will come and be metired. Maybe he had kavanah, just like the person had kavanah for himself, so too the person had kavanah for the Kalim, says the Gemara. V'chitema b'yoshev u'mitzapeh ma'ila memra. So what's the Chiddush? Obviously it works, says the Gemara. No, the Chiddush is that a wave works. Sak edechamina l'gzor d'ilmasi l'mitbal b'char dolos shel gishamim. You might think that if we allow you to be tovel in a wave, maybe somebody might also be tovel in running water, running rainwater off a mountain. Which doesn't work. Rashi explains it doesn't work for two reasons. Number one, you don't have 40 sa in one place. Number two, it's not direct, right? It went along the ground, so it could become mayim she'uvim. Inami nigzor rush natu kipin. You might also think that even though the head of the wave, which you're only going to dip in when it reaches the ground, you might think that we would disallow that because keeping the middle of the wave, which is in the air, does not work, as we'll see in a minute. Kamash malon delo gazrinan. So the chiddushes know that you are allowed to dip in a wave, in the top of the wave when it hits the ground, even though you're not allowed to dip in the middle of the wave if you, let's say, were like stick, you're lying on the ground and you'd stick something up in the air and try to get the middle of the wave, that would not work. But we're not gozer one after the other, as we'll see in one line. How do we know that you're not allowed to dip in the middle of a wave, which is in the air, like this water that's in suspended animation, a wave in the middle? You have to wait till the wave comes to the ground, When it comes to the ground, you could dip in the wave when it hits you on the ground. But if you would stick a kli up in the middle of the air and try to hop it to dip the kli in the middle of the air, that doesn't work. How do we know that? We're not taming to lomit bilim bekeepin, that in the middle of the wave, in the middle of the air, you're not allowed to dip. Decide you're not bilim be Russian. You're allowed to be tovel in the top of a wave when it reaches the earth. The ain mat bilim bekeepin, but you're not allowed to dip in the middle of the wave, in the middle of the airspace. Lafish ain mat bilim ba'avir. Because you're not allowed to dip in the middle of the air. Avnei Nezer, first the Beis Yosef quotes Rashi here. Rashi sounds like this is a psol midoraisa, that it doesn't work to dip in 40 saw of rainwater in the middle of the air. Tosis and Chulin says this way also, that it's pasul min haTorah. They quote from a pasuk, ach ma'ayan ubor mikveh mayim, that it has to be in the ground. However, the Avnei Nezer writes that from the words of Rashi, it sounds like midoraisa, only a mikvah is possible, but a ma'ayan in the middle of the air would be kosher, right? There's two ways you could become tahar, right? You could dip in a mikvah, which has to be standing in one place. The water has to be still in one place, 40 sud of mikvah. But then there's a ma'ayan, which is a natural running spring. Right, like the Ariz mikvah in Tzfas, the famous situation. It's running water. So how does that work? No, it's a mayan. It's a wellspring. So that works. So the Avnei Nezer writes that no. That only a mikvah is pasul in the air, but a mayan is not. Avnei Nezer has a beautiful explanation. He says part of the tahara of a mikvah is the land. Also, it's not just the water. It's the land. It's the fact that the water is in a pit. So that's why it doesn't work in the air. But a mayan, which is just free running water, so that would work.
I'm missing something here. The discussion was about whether you have kavana to do something, and now we're talking about the proper procedure. If you take your kalim down to the shore, the only reason you're doing it is because you want to toy with them. Whether you're doing it right or not has got nothing to do with kavana, and so I don't see where it's a
raya
for...
No, you're correct. You're correct. The Gemara said, like you, that there was no raya from there. There was no raya from there because presumably you're taking your kalim down to have kavanah, exactly as you said. But then the Gemara just said, well, then what's the chiddush that works? So the Gemara says, oh, the chiddush that works is that a wave works.
Does this play into the machlokes of mitzvahs versus kavanah?
Oh, great question.
Here it says evidently you don't need it for cooling.
So the Ramban writes, so Dr. Joe wants to know, does this have to do with mitzvahs versus kavanah in general? Excellent point. I saw the Ramban writes that this discussion, whether or not you need kavanah for tefillah, is not connected to the din of mitzvahs versus kavanah, which is machlokes tanam and amram psachim kuf yidal and beis. Because there, the machlokes is by mitzvahs which are obligatory on a person, but tevilah is not obligatory unless you want to become tar in order to be able to do certain things, so that's why it's not connected. That's what the Ramban writes. However, the Hagos HaShri in Rosh Hashanah Perek Gimel Sim Yudalf writes that no, the same machlokes that applies to mitzvahs Shikas Kavana would apply here as well. Excellent job, Dr. Joe. The Maritz Chayis talks about that as well. One other issue that comes up here, I was listening to Rabbi Rosner on this because it was a Sunday, and of course I had a wedding, so I was in the car, so I'm listening. But anyway, so and there's no Rabbi Leibowitz from 7.5 years ago because it was Shabbos. Monday was Shabbos 7.5 years ago. Rabbi Leibowitz on his first round or whatever did not record his Shabbos shiurim, so you can't get his last one, so that's Rabbi Rosner on Sunday. Anyway, so he says that the Tshuvas HaRashba, on this issue, our Gemara seems to conclude that you do not need Kavanah for Chulin. Even though we rejected the Raya, but the conclusion of the Gemara seems to be that you don't need Kavanah for Tevilah for Chulin. So he declares, can a guy do Tevilas Kalim? Let's say a Jewish guy buys a restaurant, he's got workers, he's got to bring massive amounts of Kalim to the mikvah. Can a guy do it? So the Tshuvas HaRashba writes that a guy is allowed to dip kalim in a mikvah. The Rama says he's not believed. You can't let him do it on his own. You have to watch him. But if he's doing it, then that's okay. But the Taz doesn't like that because the Taz says, lechatchila, our Gemara says, also lo tefillah. But lechatchila you shouldn't do because who's going to make the bracha? the guy doing the tefillah, you're missing out on the bracha. So the Taz says, really, Mekor Din should be okay, but you shouldn't do it l'chadchila because there's no bracha. And then he quotes that the Pri Chadash writes, no, what's the problem? The guy can dip it and I can make the bracha. So says the Pri Chadash. And this comes up elsewhere also. There's a Machane Ephraim that says, let's say, building a makya. So again, so maybe, you know, Tzvika probably could build a makya. But if you ask me to build a, I couldn't, you tell me to build a makya. I build a roof on my, I'm not going to know the first thing about how to build a makya. You're going to hire the man. So let's say you hire a non-Jewish contractor to build a makya. But who makes the bracha? So the Machane Ephraim writes, the guy can build it. I ain't shlichus the guy. Is he my shlich? So Machane Ephraim. But the Machane Ephraim says, the guy can build the makya, and I make the bracha. The Magen Avraham even suggests that it's getting late Friday afternoon and the woman's not sure when candle lighting was and she's afraid maybe she missed 18 minutes. Can she tell the guy to light the candles and she'll make the bracha? So the Magen Avraham declares that maybe she should be able to do such a thing. Anyway, Rav Asher Weiss apparently has a whole article on this in Parshas Matos. So anyway, thank you, Rabbi Rasner, for that.
There's no problem with a
katan. You okay? A katan. Maybe you want to say a katan should be able to do it too. Yeah. A monkey. Let's have a monkey. A monkey could be Tovil, and I'll make the brach. Good question. Okay. I realize I didn't wish good morning to everybody. That's a bad thing. So good morning, Chad Chenech and Ruvain and David Yoshua and Remordechai and Jeremy and Isaac's Picklebar. Just kidding. Yishai Yitzchak. And Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak, Yosef, Harav Eliezer, Dov Mordechai, Tzvi, and Gershon Eitan and Tzvika and Shlomo David. Okay. Let's continue. Ella. Okay, so let's try another proof. The Gemara now is going to try to bring another proof that Chulin does not require Kavana. Another proof that Chulin does not require Kavana. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Ella mehadisnan. Let's bring a raya from a Mishnah in Machshirin. Peiros shenaflu l'soch amas hamayim. Let's say you have fruit that fell into a channel of water. They fell in there. Upashat mishiyad of tmeos. Now my hands are tummy, and I stick my hands into that amasamayim, unitalan, and I take the fruit out of there. Yad of tahoros. So my hands work, even though my intention wasn't to wash my hands, my intention was to get the fruit. So you see, it works without kavana. Uperos enon b'chiyutan. However, the fruit just fell in there, so I didn't intend that the fruit should get wet, so the fruit do not become mukshal l'kabel tumah, because there's a halacha, right? We discussed it a little bit yesterday, and I put it in the chat, but Yitzchak had pointed out that even though we said yesterday's daf, at the end of daf, we said that a guy washes his hands fruit, that's called arrogance, harizem migase haruach. But that's if the fruit is dry. But if the fruit becomes wet, so then that's a whole discussion, because there's another halacha that hands turn a liquid into a rishon. Even though hands are a sheni, hands turn, so that if you touch wet fruit, the liquid becomes a rishon, and that's mitami, the fruit, which becomes a sheni. So in such a case, you do have to wash. The question is whether you do this nowadays or not. The Mishnah Berurah has two opinions. The Mishnah Berurah recommends that if you wash, most people, my mother always taught me that whenever you eat fruit, you're supposed to wash off the fruit first, right? Grapes, apples, here, right? Eat fruit. I'm pretty big into eating fruit these days. I eat a lot of fruit all day long. If you eat fruit and vegetables that's wet, you have to wash your hands. The Mishnah Berurah says, really, you should wash your hands first without a bracha. The Gra says with a bracha, but it's a suffic bracha, so we don't do it with a bracha. We have the differences of opinion. So you do without a bracha. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Yeshami Lismach, some people don't do it today, but the Mishnah Berurah says the preferred custom really is to do it. And that's the whole discussion at the Seder. That's why we do Urchatz before the Karpas dipped in salt water. We do Urchatz because everyone's mocked with that night.
Rabbi, I heard Rabbi Rosner say yesterday that the Taz says we shouldn't do Urchatz because of yesterday's.
You shouldn't do it. So I heard him say that that's why you shouldn't use a fork when you do that. Don't use a fork, because if you use a fork, you don't have to wash your hands anyway. You're not touching it. So really, the carpets, you take it with your hand. The potato or the celery, whatever your minig is, take it with your hand, because otherwise you wouldn't have to wash your hands. Anyway, I think most people take it with their hands anyway, right? So that's a minig we have since we were little kids. You take it with the hand. Fruit that gets wet, so it's only if you intended that they should get wet. By the way, when you wash off the fruit, even if you dry them afterwards, you still have to wash your hands. If you intended to get the water on them, so it doesn't help even to dry the fruit afterwards. So wash your hands, not a big deal. Just wash your hands. Not anyway. However, ve'im bishvil sheyud chiyadav. If you stuck your hands into the water bedafka that you wanted to wash your hands, so yadav tahoros. So obviously your hands are tar. Va'peres harim bichiyutan. But now, since you wanted to wash your hands, so you wanted your hands to be wet, and now you're touching the peros, so that's called. Since you intended to wash your hands, so you were happy that the fruit fell in there, so that you should have to wash your hands. That's what the Mefarshim say. Even if originally you didn't want the fruit to be in the water, since now it's good that the fruit fell, so you could put your hands in there to get them, so then it's called b'chiyutan. Oh! So this is a raya. So this is a raya that for chulin, washing your hands doesn't need kavana from the first half. It says Mar, Esri Rabba Rav Nachman. Rabba asked against Rav Nachman, how could you, Rav Nachman, say for chulin, for washing your hands, you don't need kavana? Hatovel l'chulin. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, Hatovel l'chulin v'huksak l'chulin. Aser l'maiser. Huksak in l'huksak lo. What does that mean? A guy who washes his hands for chulin, so it doesn't work for maiser. If you wash your hands for maiser, it doesn't work for truma. If you wash your hands for truma, it doesn't work for kachin. If you wash it, right, etc., etc. So it sounds like, but at least for chulin itself, you do have to wash your hands for that. So you have to have kavana. Says Gemara, no, it's not what it means. So huchzak in, lo huchzak lo. So no, huchzak, this is what it means. Afal pisha huchzak chulin. Even though you happen to have intention for the sake of chulin, aser lemaiser, it doesn't work for maiser. But ain't a chinami for to be machzikin for chulin itself. You don't need any kavana at all. It's not a raya. Esve, we ask another kasha from the rest of the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah. Taval velo huchzak. What do we learn? If you dipped in the mikvah and you did not have any kavana at all, kilo tava. Well, it's black and white. Black and white. You dipped for no intention. It doesn't work at all. Kilo tava. My love, kilo tava. Klal says Gemara, lo. No, what it means is kilo tava lemaiser, aval tava lechulin. That without kavana at all, it doesn't work for the elevated levels. But for the basic level of tefillah, it does work. Says the Gemara. Hu savar. Now, Rabba thought, so Rabba thought the Rav Nachman was just giving him doicha. That's what probably all of you thought also. These answers are like doicha answers. Come on, doesn't it sound like you need kavana? So Rabba thought, who savar dochi kamadchile? The Rav Nachman was just giving him like doichike answers, difficult answers. But then they found the brisa. Nafak. But then Rabba went out, doch, he reviewed his learning very carefully, va'ashkach, and he found a brisa that supports this position. What does the brisa say? Disanya, taval velo huchzak, aser lemaiser umutter lechulin. If you dipped your hands in a mikvah and you didn't have any kavana at all, it doesn't work for Maiser, but it does work for Chulin. So you see Rav Nachman's correct that the TSM doesn't need bracha. That's why the Rashba has his whole thing about tefillah of a goy, because you don't need kavana. It's more of a results-oriented. In other words, tefillah's kelim is that the kelim have to go in the water. It's not so much that you have to intend. It's not a mitzvah in that sense. It's really just a result. You want the water to be on it. Lav zgafa, that you have to intend lemitzvah's tefillah's kelim. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Belazar, Taval v'ala, machzikatz v'chol mashiyirtza. If a person dipped in the mikvah, and now he left the mikvah, and when he went into the mikvah, he just had kavana to be mitayer himself, to purify himself. But he didn't stipulate, was this for chulin, for meiser, for truma, for kachim, or for chatos? He didn't stipulate. So the halacha is, even after he left the mikvah, He can now retroactively, there's like a sugya of Brera, he could retroactively say, oh, by the way, the tevila that I just did, it was for Kodesh, whatever it was for. You could do it retroactively. Ask the Gemara Meisve, this doesn't make any sense. This is against the Brisa. If you're going out of the mikvah, but you have 1 foot still left in the water, while you have 1 foot still left in the water, if your original intention going to the mikvah was for truma, you could still change your kavana while you still have 1 foot in the water. Change it to a higher level. However, Allah, but once you left the mikvah, shuv eino machzik. So you can't change it anymore. It's a direct contradiction. My lav eino machzik klal. And the Gemara, lo, it's not what it means. What it means is this. Odeyu, if you still have 1 foot in the mikvah, afal pi shehuchzak machzik. If you still have 1 foot in there, so even though you intended for one thing, so you could change your designation. Allah, but if you totally left the mikvah, Allah, imlo huchzak, if you didn't intend to anything, for anything, then machzik, you can intend for something. However, v'im huchzak, but if you already established yourself for one thing, eino machzik, you're not allowed to change it. So once you leave, you can retroactively establish, if you had no specific kavana, you could retroactively establish some kavana, but if you did have a specific kavana, then once you left, you can't change the designation. Says the Gemara, man tana odei raglo achas pamayim. Who is the author of this opinion that says it makes a difference whether you still have 1 foot in the water? And the Gemara is going to explain, gentlemen, that the logic of this opinion is this. Something called good achis. Not exactly the same good achis and good asik that we had in Sukkah. There it was, if a wall goes up, do we assume the wall continues going up? So a slightly different, the Chazon Ish points out that it's not quite the same application. But it means like this. Do we view the water? There's two possibilities. Do we view the water that's on him as if, since it's going to roll off and back into the mikveh anyway, so we consider the water as if it's all down there? And good asik is the opposite. Do we consider the water in the mikveh as if it's attached to the water that's on him and it's going to climb up him? We'll see in a minute. Says Gemara, man tano de raglachas pamayin. Who is the author of the opinion that says, if a guy still has 1 foot in the water, it's as if he's still attached to the water, and it's like he's still in the mikvah. Amar Rabbi Pedas, Rabbi Yehudahi. Rabbi Pedas says this is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not, because he learned in a Mishnah in Mikvos. Mikveh shenimdad v'yesh bo arba imsa. Let's say they measured a mikvah, and it is exact to the millimeter 40 sa. V'yardu shnayim, so two guys go into the mikvah. V'tavlu zachar zeh, and they dip one after the other. Harishon tar v'asheni tameh. The first guy, it works. But when the guy goes into the mikvah, he comes out, he's wet, which means he took some of the water out with him. So it was exactly 40 sa. If the second guy goes in, there's no 40 sa in there anymore. So it doesn't work. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, im hayu raglov shorisha nogos b'mayim afasheni tar. He says, if the first guy still has 1 foot in the mikvah, and the second guy goes in, he's tar, even though he's wet all over his body, but all of that water is considered to be as if it's all down there. Good achis, that the water goes down. So then the second guy's tar. Oh, so you see, this is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, who holds that if a guy has a foot still in the mikvah, so all the water is attached. Amr Rav Nachman Rabbi Ravua Machlokes. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Ravua, this Machlokes Tanakh Yehuda about whether if you still have a foot in the mikvah, is it considered to be like all the water that's on your body is still down there, and therefore the second guy gets a good tefillah? That Rabbi Yehuda said yes, and Tanakh said no. This Machlokes is only b'malos derabbanan, only by a tefillah derabbanan. That's where we say good achis. Aval mitumah l'tahara, but if it was for a dipping midoraisa, divrei akol hasheni tameh. Everyone agrees the second one's Tame. Behind the Rabbi Pados. Rabbi Yehuda never agreed by a Tfil Doraisa. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda only argued by a Tfil Drabanan. And that would be like Rabbi Pados, who said that it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda that a Tame Mikvah, only according to Rabbi Yehuda that Tumah Drabanan works where the guy's in the Mikvah. But Chachamim disagree by Tumah Drabanan. However, some have a version of the machlokis that would against Rabbi Pados, that both Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda agree by Tzvil Drabanan that we would say good aches, we view the water as if it's all the way down. Ikadam, remember, machlokis mitumah tahara. The machlokis by Doraisa. Everybody, that's against Rabbi Pados. Everyone would agree, not just Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Pados said it's only Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone would agree that even the second one, Tar Upliga Rabbi Pados, that would be against Rabbi Pados. Oh, now that's good aches. That's saying that the water we viewed as if it's down in the mikvah so that the next guy can be Tar. What about the opposite? Good asik, says the Gemara. Ma'ula, Baimini Rabbi Yechanan. Le Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we say good aches. Ma'ula, hapim machzinoros, berosh ha-sharisho. Can I take a needle and stick it into the wet hair of the first guy? Do we view not only all the water that's on him as if it's down, do we view all the water that's down in the mikvah? It's like it's mamish up on his head. It's like there's 40 saw on his head. Good achis. It's like the Rabbi Yehuda. Good asik lesle. Odim a good asik namiesle. Not only do we view the water that's on him as if it's down in the mikvah, we view the water that's down in the mikvah, it's like up on his head. Amali tenisua. We learned it in the Braisa. Shalosh kumamiyos benachal. There's three pits on a slant in a valley on a hill. There's a top one, middle one, bottom one. El Yona v'atachton is less than esim saw. The top and the bottom one have 20 saw each. V'imtzayis shall have boim saw, and the middle one has 40 saw. V'chardolios shall gisham uveres beinim, and channels of rainwater are going in between them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meir, how you Omer? My friend Rabbi Meir says matbil be'El Yona. Rabbi Meir says you can do the top one even though it doesn't have 40 saw, because we say good asik. Certainly you could do the bottom one because that's good achis, because we view the water as going down. But we eat by Reb Meir says you even view the water as going up. Now, since Reb Meir quotes his friend Reb Meir, doesn't argue, sounds like Reb Yehuda holds not only good asik, even good achis. Ask the Gemara of Tanya, Reb Yehuda Omer, Meir ha'yo Omer matbi bal yona va'ani Omer b'tachtoina v'lo b'el yona. Oh, says the Gemara Malay, Tanya. Oh, I didn't hear that price. So, okay, you're right. Sounds like Rabbi Meir says good asik, but Rabbi Yehuda only holds good aches. We only assume things go down because it makes sense that things going to come down. But to say that something's going to roll up the river, good aches, up the mountain, that we don't say. Okay, a little bit more. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Hatova l'chulin v'huchzak l'chulin, so asa l'maiser. If you're tovel a meiser and hooks up the meiser, it's asul the truma. Says the Gemara. Mani mastisin. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbanon. The author of our Mishnah are the Rabbanon. Dishani lohu bein chulun l'maiser. They say that there's a difference between dipping for chulun and dipping for meiser. This was from yesterday's daf. In yesterday's daf, we had a machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Meir, whether or not Meiser Sheni was its own separate category, or is Meiser Sheni the same thing as Chulin? Is Meiser different? So here you see the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Meiser is a separate category. So it's Rabbanan. Dishani lu bein Chulin leMeiser, against Rabbi Meir. According to Chachamim, there's a difference between Chulin and Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Meir said, no, that somebody who dips for chulin is good for chulin and meiser. Meiser is not its own separate category. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Ema seifa. Let's look at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah does distinguish. What does it say? I'm sorry. The end of the Mishnah does not distinguish. Big day am ha'aretz, medrash leprushin. That the garments of an am ha'aretz who doesn't watch himself carefully is considered to cause tumah to people who eat chulin b'tahara. Prushin means people who eat chulin b'tahara. Big Day Prushin Medris to Ochli Truma. And the begadim of people who eat chul matara is considered tamei for ochle truma. Asan le Rabbi Meir damer chul and maisa kadalinu. Here there is no distinction between chul and maisa sheni. That's going like Rabbi Meir. Reisha Rabbanim and Sefer Rabbi Meir. What's going on? The beginning of the Mishnah does make a distinction between chul and maisa sheni. That's going like Rabbanim. The end of the Mishnah makes no distinction between chul and maisa sheni. It's going like Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, yeah, it's not a problem. In Reisha Rabbanim to Sefer Rabbi Meir, not a problem. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha bar Adam Masti La B'Seifa Chamesh Malos. So Rav Acha bar Masna, he learned the Seifa as also having five distinctions. He had a different girsa. He included Meiser in the Seifa, and therefore, Big Day Prushim is Medrash L'Ochle Meiser, he had the Girsa. Big Day Ochle Meiser, he's stuck it in there also. Umukila Kula Karabanan. So according to him, it's great. So then the whole Mishnah is going like Chachamim. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Rabbi Sai, see him Seder Mowing, Tuesday night, not stop. You have to have a good major league see him Tuesday night. Big dinner, Siyum Seder Moed. Well, maybe we'll bring a guest speaker. Okay, we could see. I hate to schlep him out. Okay, that's a good idea. We'll try to get him.
He's the one that gave you the blessing to start this, right?
Actually, he's the one that told me it was forbidden for me to do it. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, okay. Well, maybe we'll see about inviting him.